Images of women created by the Spanish painter Francisco Goya just went on view at the National Gallery of Art here in Washington. Two classic Goyas are in the show, pictures you study in art history. Same dark-eyed, dark-haired woman, same pose, reclining on a couch, but in one painting she's naked and in the other she's clothed. She is a maja, spelled M-A-J-A, which in late 18th century Spain meant a sexy, forthright, and not all that well-bred gal. Guest curator Janice Tomlinson says the naked maja, painted around 1797, was part of a gentleman's collection in Madrid.
It was one of a series of nudes in a private cabinet or a private study that he had that was only decorated with pictures of nudes.
Oh, really?
This was actually a fairly common tradition in Spain. There's references to the Duke of Alba also had one of these reserved cabinets where he would have paintings that were a little, we might say, off color, but where gentlemen would go.
So the comfy seats, couches, parties? How far did they go here?
Unfortunately.
We don't know.
Certainly, the collector involved here, whose name was Manuel Godoy, showed them off to the man who commented on this painting in 1800, who was a member of the Royal Academy. The member of the Royal Academy didn't like the naked maja very much. He simply said, a Venus without grace in the drawing or good coloring. So thus, he puts her in the tradition of naked women equal Venus.
Oh, right. Nice try, but you didn't get it.
That's the gist of it. We have to also understand the context in which he saw it, because here you had Goya's naked maja in a cabinet that was otherwise devoted to paintings by Venetian artists that show a very different kind of nude. Then we look at Goya.
Different, more refined, more modest. I mean, she is out there, this
gal. Exactly.
She is lying on her couch. Her bosoms are quite prominent, aren't they? She's got her hands behind her head lying there so that it thrusts her chest out even more. And, you know, this reminds me of, it could be Mae West saying, "So you did come up and see me."
You have the absolute right gist of this painting. I mean, we tend to see this painting as the work of an old master and in a museum. But I think the original tone of this painting was overtly pornographic.
Wow. Who thunk in all those art history classes we took?
The things they never tell you in art history classes.
Who is she, this maja?
Well, that we don't know. I mean, certainly from the point that she was first talked about by mid-19th century French authors, they started the rumor that she was the Duchess of Alba. But if you look at the portraits of the Duchess of Alba, the naked maja doesn't look anything like her. To me, her face seems to be a very generic face of the kind that we see in Goya's representations of women in his earlier paintings, tapestry designs, etc. So I wouldn't push the idea that we have to define who she is.
Yeah. A few years after he painted her naked, he clothed her. Clothed maja, but she's not all that covered. She looks as if she has a very pretty, sheer white negligee, mm-hmm. a lovely satin pink band around her waist. And what is that little shrug thing that she's wearing over her shoulders?
Oh, the kind of bolero jacket.
It has lace on it, as so many of Goya's pieces of women mm-hmm. do. Spanish mm-hmm. lace, the lace for the mantillas. And in many of these canvases, he paints them with exquisite delicacy. It's as if he's using one hair on the brush.
Exactly. I mean, he just renders it beautifully.
Did this, the clothed maja, meet more flattering critical attention than the naked one did?
Well, that is an open question, because we don't have any reaction to her. I mentioned the one reaction we have to the naked maja. But the question, not only the criticism, what we don't know, and I think an interesting question, is how these paintings were exhibited. If you look at the clothed maja, you see that proportionally she's much larger on the canvas. Look at her elbow that's almost touching, you know, the border of the canvas, versus the naked maja, who seems much more placed back in space.
Yeah.
If Goya had intended these to hang next to one another, would he have made so many changes? would they look so different? By the mid-19th century, one French author who supposedly is relying on eyewitness accounts says, well, one hung on the verso of the other. Not on, so on the
back to back?
Back to back. Then another tradition started where they have the clothed maha hanging on top of the naked maha.
Oh my!
So that the owner, say with the pull of the rope, could disrobe the gypsy, the maha, whatever they were calling her at that point in time, which is really a great idea. Unfortunately, we can't prove it, but you know, the fact that the clothed maha sort of screams out of you, she's almost like a painting on a scrim in front of a stage set that then gets lifted up and you see what's beneath. I'd love to have proof that that's how indeed they were exhibited, but I love the idea anyway.
He painted young women, old ones, beautiful ones, not so beautiful, rich ones, some working class women as well, laborer women. Did he like women?
I think he liked women very much. I think he is one of the artists who, no matter what the theme, thinks of it through the woman's experience. And I think the most obvious example of that in this exhibition would be the series of prints he did called The Disasters of War. Traditionally, war is a heroic subject matter. War is a subject matter where you have representations of men. If there's some woman, she's kind of stuck in the corner of the scene and an accessory. And as we see in what we exhibit here, Goya shows women, you know, bravely taking refuge from running from a city under siege, or walking, rather, with their possessions, their pots, their pans, their children, their livestock, sort of as those who carry on. He shows valiant women. He shows women as victims of atrocity. So even in that theme, which was traditionally such a male theme, I mean, Goya thinks of it through the woman's experience.
Janice Tomlinson is guest curator of Goya, Images of Women, at Washington's National Gallery of Art through June 2nd. More on Goya's images on the web, npr.org.